huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge. Did you leverage the lockdown? So there's a girl in Australia who's 10 years old and is already a multi-millionaire and on the trajectory is likely to retire age 15. I wanted to be the purveyor of some good news with everything that's going on in the world. So I'm going to tell you a quick story about this amazing girl who made $140,000 Australian dollars in her first month launching her business. Now, I think there's some lessons to be learned. I'm going to share them with you. She did get a bit of a helping hand. Her mum is quite well known. I'll share that with you as well. And then I want to share something which I think can really help you build your income and build your wealth and maybe retire a bit younger. So Pixie Curtis of Sydney, Australia, owns two companies. And she's set to retire as early as age 15. Why can't she be my daughter? I'm joking. My daughter's awesome, but as my adopted daughter. And she made $140,000 in her first month. Now, Shauna said, is it because Australia is in lockdown? So lesson number one is, did you leverage the lockdown? Because in the lockdown, there's more online traffic. There's more online buyers. Did you leverage the lockdown? The lockdown was great for some people. Okay, so Pixie Curtis has a company called Pixie's Fidgets. It's a toy company she only started last year. And she also has a company called Pixie Bows. And that accessory brand made $140,000 in its first month. So my question to you is this. What's your excuse? But it's such an inspiring story. I love sharing inspiring stories as well as combating the doom. She's called the pint-sized entrepreneur and praised as being the hardest working 10-year-old in Australia. And it's on current trajectory mooted that she could retire age 15. So actually, her mum is founder of Sweaty Betty. So yeah, her mum is well connected. And I know some people are going to say, oh, well, it's all because of her mum. Like the kid Ryan, you know, Ryan Toys Review. The YouTube Rich List just came out. And it's $27 million that Ryan's World made last year. I think he's 10 now, 11. He was making millions age 6. And we could say, oh, well, that's because of their parents. Or as a parent, we can teach our children to be entrepreneur. Or as an adult who hasn't yet got millions in the bank, we can learn from these young entrepreneurs. So this is why I wanted to share this message. Now, her mum, who's actually the founder of Sweaty Betty, which is a gym brand, which makes my wife's bottom look delicious, those leggings. I'm just hashtag just saying. So her mum has said, her mum is Roxy. And the minute she doesn't enjoy it, we won't do it. I'm trying to get them both on my podcast, by the way. Let me know in the comments if you'd like to hear them interviewed on the Disruptors channel. So I wanted to share some lessons. So number one, if you're a parent, maybe you could start a company with your child nice and young, an online company, leveraging trends. So obviously, fidget spinners are trends. So she's got in on a product that's on trend. Are you getting in products that are on trend? Next thing, she has Pixie Bows, a Bows company. Clever name there. But again, on trend. Next thing is clearly they're using platforms like TikTok. So are you leveraging TikTok? Do you know the top singers in the charts do launch now on TikTok? You know, the top media companies are YouTubers. Do you know in the top 10 YouTubers, none of them are mainstream media companies? Mr. Beast, Ryan of Ryan Toys Review, Jake Paul. They're just individual creators and entertainers. So lesson number one is leverage trends. Lesson number two is leverage social media and these new platforms. Lesson number three is start now. You're never too old. You're never too young. Get your kids in it. Get in it as an adult. Any age, whether you're 10 or 80, you can start a business. So Tom Moore launched a podcast age 100. Okay, and then of course, try and enjoy the journey, trying to merge your passion into your profession. Her mama said, the minute she doesn't enjoy it, we're stopping it. So you can set up products and services on Amazon and Etsy and Shopify. You can turn your information into income, your content into cash flow through subscription platforms and social media. You can leverage TikTok and Instagram and Facebook and podcasts to get your message out to the masses and monetize that message. And it's so inspiring that Pixie Curtis of Sydney, who owns two companies, has done that age 10. So if you'd like to do that age 30 or 40 or 50 or 60 or however old you are, make sure you jump right now on to ris.live. Now, it is the last chance today to join in before I actually ask people to donate to my charity to join the Recurring Income Summit. It's officially the last day. In about 7 hours, if you want to join the Recurring Income Summit, you will have to make a donation to my charity, which of course is a worthy thing anyway. But if you'd like to get a free ticket from me, last chance to do that, literally the last chance right now, then just pop on over right now to ris.live. It's a 2-day Recurring Income Summit, globally live streamed, coming up in about 9 days' time. And we'll teach you how to start and scale your business online. We will teach you how to leverage the internet and social media to reach followers and fans and customers across the world, like Pixie Curtis has. Pixie Curtis is 10-year-old. All of her product sales are online. A lot of her content is on Instagram and TikTok. So if a 10-year-old can make $140,000 in a month, surely you can make a few thousand dollars this month. But you've got to leverage social media. You've got to leverage the internet. You've got to be in on digital assets. It's RIS.live, as in Recurring Income Summit. Someone has put, is it IRS? No, the IRS are not where you want to go. RIS, as in Recurring Income Summit.live. Now, in a few hours, you will be asked to make a donation in order to get a ticket. So, I'm subsidizing people tickets whether you donate or not. If you donate, I'm still going to subsidize your ticket, just for in exchange for a donation to my charity, because I want to help as many people on this planet start and scale their business and get better financial education and knowledge. So if you want to build digital assets in this digital asset revolution, whether it's content into cash flow or cryptos and NFTs, or you want to monetize social media and turn on all those tools and features, or you want to do e-commerce, you know, and you want to sell products and services online like fidget spinners and bows, like Pixie Curtis did. If you want to learn from the founder of Netflix, if you want to learn from the person who has the biggest martial arts franchise in the world, go right now to ris.live. The founder of Netflix, is, I've got to know him, and he is speaking as the keynote at the Recurring Income Summit. I learned how to make many millions from subscription revenue from the founder of Netflix, from Netflix, and you can learn the same. I've also got Michael Jackson's ex-bodyguard of 10 years, who learned from Michael Jackson and Mohammed Al-Fayed, who's the billionaire owner of Harrods, on how to set up a franchise and earn recurring income. Someone's asking for the link again. It's RIS.live, as in Recurring Income Summit. So my friends, who was Michael Jackson's bodyguard for 10 years, based on a smaller competitor of his, who's about 40% of the size, makes his company worth more than £200 million. And he earns from 1,005 franchises. Would you like to license your information, your intellectual property? Would you like to earn from all of your customers, build subscription, recurring revenue? Well, this is what the Recurring Income Summit is all about at RIS.live. Quick summary then, and make sure you share this news because I think it's really good news. There's been a lot of shit going on in the world, and I think it's really nice to have a heartwarming story. Whether you're a parent or you're not a parent, I can see people are joining the summit. Let me know in the comments if you're joining in at ris.live. I can see a lot of you commenting there. So Pixie Curtis of Sydney, Australia, owns two companies aged 10 years old, and she's become a multi-millionaire. She owns the company Pixie's Fidgets, a toy company, and also Pixie's Bows, and she made $140,000 in her first month. Pretty sweet, huh? Now, she's called the pint-sized entrepreneur and known as the hardest-working 10-year-old in Australia. Now, she did get a little bit of a helping hand from her mum, who owns the brand Sweaty Betty, you know, who does all the gym gear. So the lessons are, why don't you set your children up businesses young? I know you've got to protect their security and everything, but you could do that. Or if you're older than 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, why don't you start now and get perfect later? Why don't you leverage trends and products and services that are popular, like fidget spinners? Why don't you leverage TikTok and Instagram and podcasts and YouTube and Facebook and social media? Why don't you gain all of your customers and clients online? Why don't you build digital assets? What a great story. Hit the share button. And remember, this is your last opportunity today to join the Recurring Income Summit and have a fully subsidized ticket to me, not even having to make a donation to my foundation. It's the first of 2022. It's a new and improved event. Paul Young has just joined there, I can see. Bhavisha has just joined there, I can see. If you go to ris.live, you can learn everything that this 10-year-old did and more. You can learn from the founder of Netflix. You can learn from Michael Jackson's bodyguard of 10 years who got masterminded by billionaires. And you can start and scale your business in 2022, leveraging digital assets, leveraging the internet, leveraging low-cost setup, fast setup, and easier setup, and build multiple streams of recurring income online. I will see you at the Recurring Income Summit, RIS.live. Hit the share button now and get this really good news, this heartwarming story. Let's start pushing out some good news now, now that hopefully we're moving out of 17.0. And look, let's all help work together. I'm trying to build a community of disruptive entrepreneurs across the world. I want to help you start and scale your business, get better financial education and knowledge, especially online, especially leveraging the internet and trends and digital assets. I can see Dawn is in at RIS.live. I can see Wayne is in. I'll see you all there. And remember this, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything.